Welcome to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoy the show, which features immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Welcome to all the immigrants coming across the border, coming on those planes, coming as H-1Bs, EB-5, B-1, B-2, F-1, F-2s. Welcome to America. And you are a very useful resource for America and for your own country. Your own country benefit by remittances, which is one of the highest earnings that Mexico has, over $26 billion a year. And the U.S. job market is always growing and requires labor, both legal labor and undocumented labor. Yes. So when you see people come across the border, they didn't get a work permit, they didn't get a social or anything like that, they obviously have to work. The restaurant industries, the underground industries in the U.S. need those workers. And the U.S. government is willing to give it to the businesses because they do not want their economy to collapse like Western Europe, and other countries that do not take immigrants into their own countries. Why? Because they don't want those Africans in Italy, France, Spain. Yeah, they are racist in Western Europe as well as racist in America. At this time, the Republicans are the, you know, monopolists on racism, but it was the Democrats. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And I want to say thank you to one of my avid listeners, my dear God, Jesus Christ. Thank you for giving me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the truth and the understanding to speak the truth on this radio show. Again, my name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. I am your warrior. I am God's warrior. Yes. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Oh, yes, it's hot. People are dying, just like when we had COVID. There are some things that we can control and others that we cannot. Unfortunately, the U.S. government allowed millions of COVID vaccines to expire and gave none to Africa. Now, America, Biden wants to run and say, Africans, please work with us. Don't work with China. Well, please, Biden and your hypocritical Democratic government. Yeah. Why didn't you give vaccines to Africa? Again, my name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. When people die, when we had COVID, good friend of mine, Mr. Douglas, passed on. When people are dying in this heat wave, because unlike people who have a lot of money, we still have to come to work. Some of the working conditions that we have out there for a lot of workers, especially those making those deliveries, it's brutal out there. And I empathize with those people. However, what these people have to understand, just like people who have money, you have to do wills, trust, estate, and succession planning. Sometimes we move on in life unexpectedly, and this is happening a lot, especially for people with low-income jobs, and even those who have good jobs in the unions. Recently, in front of our building here, 26 Court Street, I heard the legal aid people, with their blowhorn, you know, give us better wages, give us better wages. And these are lawyers working with legal aid that help immigrants, that help in the defense, you know, people defended in criminal court, landlord, tenant court, and other courts. We need New York City, New York State to pay these workers, lawyers, a better salary so that those who cannot afford, you know, legal representation, to get that legal representation. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website, Ask the Lawyer, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. We also broadcast in Trinidad and Tobago, in Grenada, obviously here in New York City. We are online with our podcast, and we're going to be live in Jamaica soon. Yes, that beautiful island. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. And yeah, I'm God's warrior also. But basically, I am a warrior. And we represent you at the best of our abilities. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes. Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Are you looking for a side hustle as an independent contractor? Are you looking to make extra cash and business opportunities? We have opportunities for graduates from our online Chambers paralegal program to work with lawyers and other legal professionals in New York State or persons with similar qualifications. We also have opportunities for other chamber businesses in graphic arts and design, creating and updating websites in WordPress, the most popular platform, and other platforms, social media experts in the various platforms, and database experts. There is also a high demand for voiceovers, audio and video podcast editing in the marketing field, journalists, and other professionals in the services industry who can work in the virtual world for U.S. businesses. Send your resume and a cover letter explaining why you or your business is the right fit for these partnerships to info@myiqinc.com. That's info@myiqinc.com. You are listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers. Schedule an appointment now at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Welcome to America, How to Get a Green Card, an Ask the Lawyer International Edition segment with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. Are you planning to migrate to the U.S.? Do you have family in the U.S.? In this segment, learn about the consequences of entering the U.S. with or without inspection, unlawful presence, family, faith-based, and fiancé petitions, the impact of fraudulent visas when applying for a green card, and more. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.
How to get a green card. K-1 visa for fiancés of U.S. citizens. The K-1 visa is the first step towards your fiancé joining you in the United States. If you meet the K-1 visa requirements, your fiancé may become a permanent resident later. The K-1 visa, also known as the U.S. fiancé visa, allows a United States citizen to sponsor their fiancé to come to the U.S. to get married. This option applies to a relationship in which one partner resides outside the United States and the couple is engaged to be married. If you are already married and want to sponsor your spouse to the U.S. or your fiancé is already residing in the U.S., you will not be eligible to apply for the K-1 visa. Instead, you may consider spousal sponsorship to help your spouse or partner obtain U.S. permanent residence. How to bring your fiancé to the U.S. If you are a U.S. citizen who wants to bring your foreign fiancé to the United States to get married, you must file a petition for alien fiancé. This is the first step to obtaining a K-1 non-immigrant visa for your fiancé. Once approved for a K-1 visa, you must be married within 90 days or the foreign fiancé will be ordered to leave the U.S. K-1 visa process and requirements. The first step to obtain a K-1 visa is to complete the petition for alien fiancé. This form asks USCIS to recognize the relationship. Sometimes USCIS will request additional information, but once they establish your eligibility, they will send the form to the Department of State National Visa Center. From here, the fiancé will apply for a K-1 visa at the Foreign Visa Office, where they live, and have an interview. Once this is approved and the visa is issued, the foreign fiancé may come to the United States as a non-immigrant. Specific requirements must be met for the fiancé to be issued a visa. First, the couple must intend to marry within 90 days of the foreign fiancé's arrival in the U.S. If this does not happen, the K-1 visa holder will be forced to leave. The marriage must also be valid. This means it must be evident the marriage is not the sole intent of the foreign national receiving immigrant benefits. The couple must be legally free to marry, not bound to past marriages. Additionally, it is required that the engaged couple had met at least once in the 2 years before marriage and visa issuance, barring any extenuating circumstances. Accompanying children. If the foreign fiancé has an unmarried child under 21, they may accompany their parent to the United States on a K-2 non-immigrant visa. Working on a K-1 fiancé visa. Suppose the foreign fiancé plans to work upon arrival in the United States. In that case, they may immediately file the application for employment authorization, which authorizes them to work for 90 days after entry. Once the couple is married, the foreign fiancé may apply for work authorization at the same time they apply for permanent resident status. K-1 non-immigrant visa to lawful permanent residence. If the couple meets all requirements and marries within 90 days, the fiancé may apply for permanent residence green card in the United States. What to do after the K-1 fiancé visa? After entering the United States on the K-1 visa and marrying a U.S. citizen, the foreign fiancé must adjust your status to a marriage-based green card. Get help to apply for the K-1 fiancé visa USA. Ready to bring the love of your life, your fiancé from the Caribbean, Africa, Latin America, or wherever to the United States? If so, ask the lawyer. The international law firm of Figaro and Associates has a quarter of a century practicing immigration law. Brian Figaro, Esquire, is a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA, and is widely regarded as New York's number one immigration attorney. Ready for the next step? Schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us or call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Immigration law is dynamic and complex. The lawyer you hire does make a difference.
The United States is consistently ranked among the best internationally for its competitiveness. Are you planning to start a new business or branch of your business in New York? Attend our Chamber Coalition's 5-week webinar series, Small Business Sense Bootcamp. We provide education and business preparation for small business owners and startups. Learn the basics of business planning, how to finance your business credit, marketing, and social media strategies. Small Business Solutions, legal, tax, accounting, banking, and insurance, and how to do business within New York City, New York State, and corporations. Register at startupsbootcamp.eventbrite.com.
Are you interested in investing in real property, a home, or investment property in New York or other states? Then Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can work with you. From potential returns to portfolio diversification, buying international property comes with its perks, but it's also a complex process, and there are tax matters to consider. Equity Smart Realty, Inc. can help you purchase real estate in New York. We have the knowledge you need to simplify the process. Ready to discuss your options? Schedule a consultation on this matter, or start a business, or a branch of your business at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Or call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day and a warm welcome to everyone. Today in the studio with us, we have a very special guest. Akif Felix, author of Triumph, The Savvy You Need to Fulfill Your Life of Purpose. Lovely to have you, Mr. Felix. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
No problem. So just give us a brief synopsis of your book. What is your book about?
So Triumph is about my personal journey and my experience with self-discovery through my darkest times. I started writing this book during the peak of COVID, where, you know, there were so many people and stories of people just mentally checking out. And so I wanted to share a bit about my story, my experiences and strategies that worked for me to help me stay above water and help me stay grounded with my faith. And my motivation to write the book was to encourage and inspire people who have gone through similar situations and experiences and are going through healing process of their own, either mentally or emotionally.
So you have a multicultural background. Your mother is from Grenada, your father is from Ghana. How has your multicultural upbringing influenced your writing style and the themes you explore in your work?
A lot. I definitely take pride in being multicultural, just having different cultures and just inspiring me to, you know, share my experiences as well with people who have similar upbringings. Especially coming from New York City, Brooklyn specifically, it's a multicultural location, right? So I feel like people are able to adapt to that worldwide as well. And as far as my writing style, it just empowered me to be more well-versed, right, and reach different audiences. Triumph specifically is about a book that covers mental wellness. But at the same time, I do feel like, you know, isn't this one type of person who experiences, you know, a certain type of emotion or wellness or whatever the case is? I think it's something that's a broad reach. And so my message is to everyone, no matter what part of the world you come from, what you're experiencing, there is triumph in whatever you're dealing with.
And I love the name, the title of your book, Triumph, you know, overcoming it all, especially during the time of COVID, where everything seems so bleak, so down. So I do love that.
Thank you.
Your book explores themes of identity and self-discovery, and you enjoy exploring the human condition and the intricacies of relationships because you, as I've read, are a mental health advocate, correct?
Yes, correct.
So how do you approach capturing these complex emotions and dynamics in your writing, and what do you hope readers will take away from your work?
The main message is that, you know, whatever trials that you're dealing with, they're remedial, like it's not permanent. And so I just try to, you know, go through different strategies and ideas and guidelines that's worked for me in the past as far as just staying grounded with yourself and self-discovery, whether that be on a personal level, setting boundaries for yourself to not make, you know, people disturb your peace, and being mentally sharp and prepared for whatever life throws at you as well. Those are things that I try to, you know, share in my book. And my hope is that people, you know, take these guidelines and ideas, and maybe if not for themselves, but everybody knows somebody who's experiencing some type of either traumatic past or trying to separate themselves from, you know, either a past relationship or whether it be romantically or a family member or a friend, something that's not really growing you as a person. It is important to at some point separate what you don't need from what you need to move forward and experience the life that you know, would like to live in a permanent aspect. So that's what I hope readers get from it the most.
So your book talks about mental issues, and you shared that it is in part helped you to go through the COVID-19 pandemic. Could you give us just one example of what that mental health strategy was for you during that time?
Yeah, sure. So without sharing too much, I will say as a millennial, I think my generation has seen so much in such a short amount of time when it comes to just, you know, civil rights protests throughout the world, natural disasters happening so frequently, like every other week at this point, and social media as well, just being, and it's magnifying like all of these problems so much. And Triumph just embraces a couple of viewpoints to support progressive mental health despite, you know, what's happening around us to keep the mind sharp.
So I love the design of your book cover. To me, it shows the different ways in which life pulls you, and it's hard to navigate the world and which direction is the quote-unquote right path to follow. So what role did illustrations play in enhancing the overall reading experience?
Yeah, I feel the same exact way. So I actually did the book myself as far as the illustrations, and I had the same mindset where, you know, the different arrows pointing to, you know, different locations, and it just shows that in life there are so many things that you can take and steps that you can take and places that you can go and things that you can, you know, dwell on, and it all circles back to like you, right? Like, how are you able to navigate life going through so many different things emotionally, mentally, you know, relationally with people that you come into contact with and come across throughout your life as well. So It all depends on like you, what you're willing to do to, you know, take that right path and right direction in life, and make sure you're always going to be triumphant towards whatever, you know, life throws at you.
It's clear that you're passionate about promoting diversity and inclusivity, especially when it comes to the mental health realm and our ethnic realm. How does this passion translate into your writing?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for me, in this book, it was important for me to become vulnerable in your mental health space, whether that be, you know, whether you're suffering from a chronic mental illness or something emotionally you can't really get past. I think it's important to be vulnerable. And I think humility is royalty without a crown. So with that, it's important to humble yourself and just share your experiences and hope that you can help somebody else go through something similar to yourself. And I think from my background, as you mentioned prior, being multicultural, it's kind of not common to, you know, share your experiences, right? As far as like your mental health and things of that nature. So again, I wanted to just share in my book how important it is to not just do that, but to do it consistently and finding somebody who you can vent to. Maybe not just one person, but maybe more people if that's an opportunity you have to share to several people versus just one person. And if you don't have that person, I encourage you to find that person. Pray about it, pray over it, and hopefully, you know, you'll be able to get more comfortable sharing your experiences and just relating to people who may have a similar vice as you do.
Thank you, Aki Felix, author of Triumph, The Savvy You Need to Fulfill Your Life of Purpose. And tell us where people can get your book, contact you, social media, website, all of that.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Ashley. And my book is available now on Amazon's platform, on Barnes & Noble's as well. Triumph, The Savvy You Need to Fulfill Your Life of Purpose. If not for yourself, again, we all know somebody who's experiencing some type of mental situation, right? So think about them. Whether it be a friend, a coworker, a family member, somebody in the past, you probably can, you know, find some value and substance in this book. I would suggest getting it for them. And my website is akifelix.com. You'll be able to get the book there as well and learn more about me on that website as well. So wishing peace and blessings to everyone listening. My message to you guys who are looking for some type of, you know, some closure or some mental strengthening, I would say happiness is a choice. And I think once we start to realize that, it becomes easier to evaluate situations and make the right decisions in the moment and try to find a positive in every scenario or situation that you're dealing with, because happiness is definitely always an option for us.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Do you need to do a lead transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Are you looking for a side hustle as an independent contractor? Are you looking to make extra cash and business opportunities? We have opportunities for graduates from our online Chambers paralegal program to work with lawyers and other legal professionals in New York State or persons with similar qualifications. We also have opportunities for other chamber businesses in graphic arts and design, creating and updating websites in WordPress, the most popular platform, and other platforms, social media experts in the various platforms, and database experts. There is also a high demand for voiceovers, audio and video podcast editing in the marketing field, journalists, and other professionals in the services industry who can work in the virtual world for U.S. businesses. Send your resume and a cover letter explaining why you or your business is the right fit for these partnerships to info@myiqinc.com. That's info@myiqinc.com.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use CALI, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Take your business or passion to the next level. Start your audio-video podcast today. Podcasting is a powerful marketing tool. Starting a podcast and regularly putting out valuable content is a great way to build trust and increase the brand awareness of your small business, nonprofit, or turn your passion into profit. You don't need to be an expert to be a podcast host. We will train you. Sign up for our podcast host 5-week boot camp today. Visit www.podcastcoach.us. What you will learn. At the end of this boot camp, you will have the knowledge and resources to conceptualize your podcast, mission, and define your perfect listener avatar. Develop an intro and outro, outline, name, and brand identity for your podcast. Understand the different formats of podcasts and select the right one for you. Publish your podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, and other platforms. Select the right social media for your podcasts, hooks, promos, clips, audiograms, etc. Summarize how to find, select, and prepare the right guests for your podcast. Prepare and conduct interviews. Understand how to market and monetize your podcast. Leverage your podcast to promote your business. Plus, every attendee gets start your podcast planner, podcast journal, interview checklist, podcast outline, a demo of your podcast, and a podcast logo. Sign up today at www.podcastcoach.us. That's podcastcoach.us.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Yvette Rene, who is the president of Juve City International. Welcome. So good to have you here with us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having Juve City International organization here today.
Our pleasure. So tell us a little about about Juve.
Juve, it's a beautiful production that we brought with us as we come to the diaspora in Americas. It really signifies the importance of what have been happening to us. What had happened to us, our ancestors, during the slavery period of our lives. Mm-hmm. And it signifies how we rebelled throughout the Caribbean from different angles. You have in Grenada, they portray the jab-jab. You will see people painted with oil, and their skins are looking greasy. But that happened, and that's the rebellions when they were sent into the sugar cane, the blazing sugar cane, to cut the sugar cane. Then you go into Trinidad aspect of it. We rebel when the people who have enslaved us did not want us to enjoy a carnival that they had created. So we were mimicking, mocking the so-called slave masters.
So Juve has lots of cultural and historical significance.
Definitely. And it is important, although at the present moment we do enjoy carnival with the beads and the bikini, but it's important that we maintain that type of documentary of what really happened to us. What happened to us when we were dropped throughout the Caribbean. And if you look at Juve, you can link it also to Juneteenth. So there's that bit of history that from the Americas into the Caribbean and into and then back to America, where we are showcasing what has happened to us and how we are linking it with Juneteenth.
Okay. So Saturday, July the 22nd, you have a launching of Juve. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Our launching of Juve on July the 22nd, and it will be at the last judging point, which is on Nostrand Avenue in front of Allen Bakery and also along that line. What we are doing is showcasing the mass bands, the steel bands, the rhythm bands, and the individual for people to come out and see what they are going to get into, what our culture brings to this arena that we now call our home.
So a preview, so to speak. A little taste.
Yes, it will be a little taste. And also, at that particular time, people can come and choose what band they want to perform in. Mm-hmm. Maybe, and I cannot call names because it would look like if I'm prefacing that band, but any mass band that you choose, that they will be able to come and see the mass band and partake when Juve starts.
So people can sign up right there and then that day.
Definitely. There will be tables that the groups assigned, and they can sign up to whatever band they chose, the band of their choice that they would like to be part of.
Now, Miss Renee, Juve is fun, it's excitement, it's part of our culture and our history, but there's also some safety concerns. So for those persons who may be a little bit hesitant, how can you reassure them? What can you say to them?
Well, after the unfortunate incident that they link to Juve, which the media have been doing for the past years that we have been operating in Brooklyn, they have a tendency to link negativity around my culture.
Our culture.
And maybe an incident happened in Queens, somehow it ends up in within the Caribbean culture. Mm-hmm. It happened in Staten Island, it ends up. So my message to the media, the mainstream media, stop dehumanizing our culture. Our culture is a production that brings in billions of dollars. The last statistical data that showed that was over $500 million. And that was done by a gentleman by the name of Dan Ford. And it was done about 2012. So by now, it is much more money. Mm-hmm. But somehow, the mainstream media would not cite that, but they will cite the negative part of it. So here we are. We are bringing a production to this here town. We are spending monies to make the production beautiful, awesome, enjoyable, but the economic piece of it, we are not enjoying. There are other peoples who are enjoying that. Mainly the people who own the drinks, the food, and whatever there is that they can make money from. Now, after the incident, the then Mayor Bill de Blasio and the then Borough President, Eric Adams, called all the stakeholders to the table. Mm-hmm. Juve City International, West Indian Day American Association, United States Steelband Association, the clergies, the different organizations, the violent interrupters, because there were many people calling for our activity to be shut down. So what they did was to put a safety guard around us. It was difficult, but we did it. There was some rebellion in us doing it within our community, some also political people, some religious people, but we were determined to break through that type of thinking and let people understand. There were a lot of outreach in the community, a lot of flyers. We create a segment called hashtag We Are Juve, highlighting the positiveness of what we are doing, showcasing our young children learning to play the steel band, the only instrument to be invented in the 21st century that came out of Trinidad and Tobago. Mm-hmm. So it's important that that instrument be highlighted, because that instrument is inside the school system that they are using to bridge our children and to make our children understand our culture.
So, Ms. Renee, I know that Juve, Brooklyn Juve, has some supporters, some sponsors, but there's always a need for more support, whether it's in the form of sponsorship, in monetary donations, other donations, volunteering. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah, definitely. As everything else, there's a cost. Mm-hmm. There is a high insurance cost. There's a cost for security guards. There's a cost for volunteer. Although they are volunteers, you still want to give them a bit of stipend. Mm-hmm. And also, since we are in a competition mode, we would like to reward the mass bands, the steel bands, who have put out thousands of dollars to make this event happen. So there is a first prize, a second prize, and a third prize within each categories. And the categories are the steel band, the bomb and the song, the calypso, the bomb and the song, and also the masqueraders and individuals and rhythm. Therefore, we are urging our community to help us with what we are doing. We are asking the businesses who we support along the route, especially Nostrand Avenue, sometimes in Empire Boulevard, Flatbush Avenue, to help us with what we are doing, because we are the consumers of their institutions. So we are pleading, and I do go around with letters asking for support to help our young people, to help us to keep them off the street, because our art form help our young people not to get into negativity, because the art form has a format of a family. So you'll find that the steel band, whatever the steel band, is family oriented. There's the grandparents, there's the parents, and there's the children. And in order for us to make sure that our children are safe, we need help. we really help to help them. Sometimes we give them school books. Sometimes we give them book bags. Sometimes we give them pencils. All this to allow them to have a comfortable enjoyment of what they are doing, because some of their families may not be able to afford. So we are there to help.
Okay, so how can one, you know, get more information if they want to be a part of that, to support?
Definitely, you can call 718-636-8029 or our Facebook page, Juve City International.
All right. So, Miss Renee, we are having the launch of Brooklyn Juve 2023 on Saturday, July the 22nd from 12 noon to 6 p.m. in front of Allen Bakery, right up to Little Mo Wine Spirits from 1109 through to 1125 Nostrand Avenue. And the big Juve is happening in September, right?
Yes, September the 4th. And it's it starts from Grand Army Plaza by the library. We'll come Flatbush Avenue. We make a left onto Empire Boulevard. And then we make a right onto Nostrand Avenue, down to Midwood, and that's the end. Our Juve is the steel band instrument and drums only. We do not include DJs. It's our instrument in the natural format that we want to showcase. So that's a very important for people to know. If you know, through the years, it was difficult for us to keep the DJs out, but they understood by several educational pieces what we are doing or what we are trying to do, highlighting the instrument in its most natural format.
All right. So thank you so much. And wishing you much success for Saturday, July 22nd, the launch. And of course, we'll be talking to you later on about September, the big Juve event.
Thank you very much. And I do appreciate this interview so people can hear the message, the importance, and also the importance of the bigger grouping of people stop dehumanizing my culture.
Our culture.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
The biggest risk when it comes to family wealth is when loved ones don't understand your wishes after passing on. Communicating your long-term wishes ensures that your family gets the message long after you're gone. One good way to ensure that your will is carried through is by doing a video with us at Forever Legacy. We can provide extra protection for your legacy. This way, there are no familial disputes or misunderstandings. You can rest easy, knowing your wishes have come to pass. Schedule an initial consultation with us today. Call 855-768-8845.
Attend our 5-week leadership training for faith-based leaders and team. Our experience is that less than 2% of faith-based organizations are prepared for first-time visitors. If thousands of people in your community don't go to a faith-based organization but need to, why doesn't God send them to your organization? Is it that you aren't prepared for a first-time visitor? Take advantage of this empowering 5-week webinar series, giving guidance on being the best faith-based leader you could be. Register at executivefaithbasedleader.eventbrite.com.
Protect yourself, loved ones, and assets. Stop putting off estate planning. Now is the time to take concrete steps to establish an estate plan. It's also a good idea to start thinking about what could happen before your death in case you are unable to handle your own affairs. Attend our 5-week estate planning, wills, trusts, and probate webinar series. Remember, estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Register at estateplanning.eventbrite.com.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Do you want to be a paralegal, or are you planning to go to law school? Our Chamber Coalition's online paralegal program is the right program to get you started. Some of the areas of law include contracts, property law, tort liability, civil procedure, constitutional law, immigration, civil rights, estate planning, wills and trusts, and matrimonial, plus legal research and writing, legal marketing, and small business. We also use Cali, which is used in law schools, and you get extra certificates from Clio and LexisNexis. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Get on the path to success. Join the fastest growing industry. Become a paralegal. The rise in popularity of online education programs means that it is easier than ever to find the right one for you. Deciding on the best paralegal online program requires research and time. By weeding out the level mills and substandard institutions, you can earn a quality certificate at an affordable price. When researching online paralegal programs, you will want to consider several factors. Cost and institution reputation are the most important. With this in mind, one program rises above the rest. The Chamber Coalition, which comprises the New American Chamber of Commerce, NACC, the African American International Chamber of Commerce, AAICC, and the Hispanic American International Chamber of Commerce, HAICC, offers the best online paralegal studies program. The competitive tuition rate, coupled with the impeccable reputation of the coalition, makes this an obvious choice for anyone serious about their education. This is a program of the highest standard. Additional certificates include LexisNexis and Clio. We also use Cali, which is what is used in law schools. What are the requirements? To be admitted to the Chamber's Paralegal Certificate Program, you must be at least 18 years old, read and write English at a proficiency level, have strong computer skills, and have a high school diploma. If these qualifications fit you, you can continue the admission process. Applications are accepted online anytime during the year. A mandatory orientation describes your upcoming classes, guidelines, and expectations. The tuition for this respected program is very competitive with other online paralegal degrees. It costs less than $1,000 for the entire program. The average student can finish the program in anywhere from 6 to 12 months. Books are extra and will run around a few hundred dollars for everything. If you want the best paralegal online program at the best price, the Chamber Coalition Paralegal Certificate Program is the answer. The program is excellent for aspiring and current paralegals, individuals who plan to attend law school, community advocates, persons who want to understand the law and their rights, and prospective political candidates. Is being a paralegal worth it? Yes. The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 10% job growth between now and 2029. The median salary nationwide in 2019 was $51,740, and the average mean wage was $61,810. It truly is a prestigious and significant profession. Simply put, paralegals help people. They help their employers be more efficient in their jobs, increase a firm's revenue and productivity, and help the clients. A career as a paralegal can be rewarding professionally and personally, and offers a unique opportunity to help others. Options vary depending on the paralegal's practice area. New York is the state with the second largest employment of paralegals and legal assistants in the country. Given New York City's occasional designation as the capital of the world and close proximity to Washington, D.C., the hub of federal government and law, as one of the biggest global hubs of finance, media, and culture, jobs in the legal realm are bound to follow. Most states do not have any certification or licensure requirements to be a paralegal, and New York is no exception. By graduating from this program, you can market yourself as a virtual paralegal for attorneys and law firms in New York State. There is a one-time fee of $550. Are you excited to learn more? Register for an orientation at www.freeparalegal.org. That's www.freeparalegal.org.
Make sure you register today. Our next class starts Monday, July 24th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Register at www.freeparalegal.org. Again, that's www.freeparalegal.org. Remember, Monday, July 24th is the next class. Register today.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Lawyer International Edition with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates in New York. We hope you enjoyed the show, which featured immigration visitors visa, starting and doing business in New York, entertainment and business visas, religious visas, and much more. Whether you are outside the U.S. or have family in New York, the number to call, share, and keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Please schedule a consultation with us at www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer, International Edition. You have questions? We've got the answers.